Birth, the Grand Division, Chapter 42. Mr. President, asked Hadid, gently shaking Riker's shoulder. Huh? Oh, what is it, Hadid? Asked Riker. There is news from Mecca and Medina, sir, he said softly. Oh, Jesus. Okay, give me a second. I'm up. What time is it? He asked. It is 1 a.m., sir, said Hadid. Oh, well, that's not bad. Where's Lorraine? She is already alerted and waiting in the situation room on the top floor of Building E. They have coffee, he said. Okay. I'll be up there in a moment. Thanks, said Riker. Hadid quietly exited Riker's sleeping quarters and closed the door. He turned the light on and walked into the bathroom. He felt like he had just gone to sleep, but he actually collapsed into a deep sleep around 10 o'clock. He brushed his teeth, wet his hair, and brushed it into behavior. Living underground at Side R had the advantage of absolute silence, but he missed having no windows to look out. He decided to pull on some jeans and slip on some loafers with a plaid shirt and headed down the hall to the elevator. Within minutes, he was walking into the situation room on the top floor of Building E. Hey, Lorraine, he said. Mr. President, Chef Bailey has coffee and some fresh baked rolls for us here. I think you should know that Medina was hit first, said Lorraine. First? What do you mean? He asked. It's not what we thought. Not a bomb, she said, trying to get her thoughts straight for herself at this early hour and after such an amazingly stressful day. What happened? He asked. There was an earthquake swarm, and then a 9.0 slammed into the desert between Medina and Mecca. Loretta reports that Rhino's calculations predict unspeakable potential building between the planets as they come apart, she said. I have some more details now, came the voice behind them. Rhino. Oh, hello, Lisa, said Lorraine. We couldn't sleep either. Hadid said you would be here. The computer model said we only had hours before something like this happened, said Lisa. Okay, fill me in. What are we dealing with here? Asked Riker. The equator is being perturbed by the two planets coming apart. As far away as the 33rd parallel, there will be violent quakes as the circumference of the planets cross one another. In other words, we are passing through the halfway point, the equinox, she said. It will accelerate now. Much worse, said Rhino. How much worse? Asked Riker. There will be enormous plasma discharges as the potential is equalized between the worlds, said Rhino. I call it the ionospheric breakdown. How bad is it going to get? Asked Riker. You've seen lightning, right? Yes, of course. Well, even the most violent lightning bolt is about the size of my arm and perhaps 50,000 feet long. An ionospheric plasma discharge is perhaps 3 kilometers in diameter and 60 to 80 kilometers long, said Rhino. I think that is what was reported, said Lorraine. What was reported? Asked Riker. Medina and Mecca were wiped off the map completely, along with Las Vegas, Vatican City, the eastern part of Cuba, and parts of Malaysia, said Lorraine. Survivors? Nothing left alive, not even livestock, she said. The finger of God, said Riker, looking off in the distance. What about the warheads? Gone, sir. There is nothing left, she said. What do we do now, Mr. President? Asked Rhino. We have done everything we can do. We're in the right place. The people are being moved away from the coastal areas. We can send out our love to the world. Keep the broadcast going. Try to gather people together after this thing is done. I don't think there's anything else we could have done, he said, reaching out for Lorraine's hands. You're a good man, Robert Riker. I know one thing, she said after looking into his eyes deeply. What's that? Asked Riker. There is some dark being out there who is not very happy right now, she said, and she leaned forward and kissed the president's cheek softly. The end. Stay tuned for the final volume of Birth, The Gathering.